The new Chevy Silverado HD puts you in command. Own strength with its enhanced available Duramax 6.6 liter turbo diesel V8. Own the lake with its available advanced towing technology. And own technology with an available 13.4-inch diagonal touchscreen. The new Chevy Silverado HD. Own work, own play, own life. Learn more at Chevy.com. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
Hi, this is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast. Hello, everybody. This is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my knife. I had a frog in my throat. I think it's that yard work. I'm blaming it on the yard work, breathing all that crap in. Well, anyway, welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast, and I'm here again with my wonderful husband, Vince. He's being a real pain in my ass, as usual.
I haven't said or done anything.
All you do is just give me a look, and it's like, oh, really? Just because I have a little frog in my throat? Thank you.
I didn't say anything. Well, I did, but
yeah. It's like, oh, thank you.
But I'm still wonderful.
Oh, yeah. Well, who else is going to laugh at me?
Oh, hey, we got some exciting news.
Okay.
Like, you don't know it?
Well, we have so many exciting news.
A product that we have used for...
years.
Oh, I'm going to say 10 years?
Something like that.
Pretty close to better part of 10 years. Let's put it that way. I don't know exactly how long, but we have used a product. We've mentioned it before on air a few times.
Yes, we have.
Spunk Lube. Is now a official sponsor of the show.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
I do like their product.
Yeah. Their products, they have multiple products. Mm-hmm. We have sampled all of them over the time. And I think the hybrid one
we usually use.
Yeah. So, and we are going to, we'll mention it later in the podcast. Mm-hmm. We actually have, we're going to have a little contest. That you can win a free 8-ounce bottle of Spunk Lube Hybrid.
Yeah.
Jeff at Spunk Lube is kind enough that he's going to, we told him, he let us run our own little contest. And then if you get it right, we'll ship you out a free 8-ounce bottle of Spunk Lube. It's a lot, it's a good product.
Yeah, I've used, not to wander off too much of the topic, but
it's still on topic.
Well, I've used so many different kinds of lubricants from, little things like spit, which actually is a pretty good lubricant when you come right down to it. Mm-hmm. All kinds of...
unless they had like, hot wings.
Then, forget it. That's not going to work out so good.
I ate Chihuahua.
Yeah, exactly. not good there. But all the like the Astro Glides and
don't trash other brands.
No, I'm not. But I've used a lot of other lubricants, and they're all kind of good in their own way. I don't have anything bad to say about them. But some don't hold up. They get a little sticky or a little bit gummy
or evaporate pretty quickly.
So. And Spunk Lube doesn't seem to.
Yeah, no, Spunk Lube's a pretty good product. I mean. I'll read you a little something here that is on their website about it.
Okay.
We know firsthand that this stuff is good.
It is good.
We've even, when you've used it with some of your playmates, they're also like, what the fuck is that? That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Spunk Lube Hybrid is a multi-award-winning water-based silicone lubricant that resembles the look and feel of natural body lubricant, cum lube.
Mm-hmm.
It lets you feel the sensation of skin-to-skin contact. Spunk Lube Hybrid is a non-staining, hyperallergenic formula that cleans up very easily. We can attest to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't stain.
It's hypoallergenic, not
whatever.
Hyper.
Whatever. It excites me. It's hyper.
You're such a douche. Okay, wow. Whatever.
I'm back in therapy for that.
Yeah,
one.
I'm sure you are.
It's white, creamy, and fun to use. Spunk Lube Hybrid is not sticky, tacky, or greasy. It's perfect for anal, vaginal, masturbation, solo, sex, toys, condoms, and more. Spunk Lube Hybrid is formulated with the highest quality of ingredients. It will leave your skin feeling soft and smooth. Also, safe to use in hair, on face, etc.
etc. is what I like.
Hopefully you don't have hair down there.
Okay. No, I'm having hair in your head.
Oh, well, what the fuck are you doing with your head? Here, let me lube up my head. I'm going to stick it in your ass. Well, I know plenty of people put their head up their ass every day. So, yeah,
well, maybe they're jerking somebody off and just happens to splatter.
You don't want to have a bald spot.
But the thing I noticed with it, if I use other lubricants and I don't wipe it off right away, they get sticky. The one thing about Spunk Lube, it's like putting a lotion on your skin. You can leave it on and it's fine. You're not going to be like,
yeah, and that's what this just said. It almost comes out like a hand lotion of sorts. It feels like, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you don't get that stickiness. Mm-hmm, I got to go wash this shit off.
But. Yeah. It also doesn't have any flavor. I've used some lubricants that are fine. They're wonderful, but they have a flavor. So, and they do get a little bit sticky.
I would think the flavoring has to probably, and I'm not talking like I have any knowledge because I don't, probably has to have some kind of a sugar-based something to it.
Could be.
That gives it a flavor or something that, again, so it's going to get sticky. Sticky. Like it says, this doesn't. Mm-mm. So.
Doesn't have any flavor at all.
Yeah, so you want something that's kind of, it works phenomenally, mm-hmm. but then also, you know, if you're someone who wants to feel cream pie but can't, you kind of then almost get the visual.
Yeah, or you get the sensation of it, for sure.
Visual, the sensation, same, basic ballpark, yeah.
Yeah, so it really works well.
Yeah, so again, go to spunklube.com. And you can see their whole line of products. We stand behind them. Mm-hmm. Or if you have been a fan of the show for some time, or even if you haven't been a fan of the show some time, but you've listened to a lot of our episodes, the question we're going to ask is going to see how well you have paid attention to Miss Donna's past.
Oh, God.
This is going to be something that dates back to the very beginning of the debauchery.
Are you going
to
do it now?
We can, and we can repeat it. How's that?
I think we should.
Well, you say it.
Okay. How did I lose my virginity? Under what scenario?
Yeah, just give us, you're going to email us at hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. I have a brain fart, sorry. Yeah, hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. Make the subject contest.
Sure, that makes
sense.
And
then it just needs to be one, maybe two sentences. Describe the scenario in which Donna lost her virginity 170 years ago.
Thanks, Vince. You make me feel so special. Such an asshole.
Should just be hot wife or the disgruntled couple.
Yeah, I know. A disgruntled couple actually makes more sense. It describes us to a T.
Okay. But we almost 20 years, we're still together.
So. Oh, my God. Why?
court order. no one will swallow, bitch.
I'm trying to drink my coffee, god damn you.
All right. But then,
that was harsh.
So yeah, and again, also check out the other links. Go to hotwifedonnalyn.com and you can see all the links to all her outlets,
all the fun I've been having.
Yeah. No, go to the sites and see, like, how she cleans the house.
That's hot. Come on, man.
Depends what you're wearing or not wearing.
Yeah, come on. Some people are into that.
Hey, I'm not judging. So we got another email from another listener, and we thank him for that, a Josh T.
Thank you, Josh.
And did I give that to you to read, or do I have it?
I have it.
Okay. So I'll summarize it for you.
Yeah, because there's
I'll summarize it for you.
No punctuation. I was like,
That's all right. Josh was a little nervous, I think.
I think so, too.
Or, you know, again, if you're using your dictation on your phone, let's say, where you just talk,
yeah,
it doesn't pick up the dictation. I mean, it doesn't pick up punctuation.
No, you have to put that in.
So I'm going to summarize it for you, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
So this is, again, for Josh T., but his email is tjosh, and I won't give out the rest. But
that's fine.
Whatever. And first of all, we really appreciate you reaching out to us.
Yeah, it's always
interesting. We welcome any email, good, bad, or indifferent, you know.
Like the good ones better, though.
We haven't gotten bad emails. I've seen a couple bad reviews where people pick on me.
Oh.
You know, all he wants to do is pick on himself. Get over it. Oh, it's like, fuck you. Have a sense of fucking humor, asshole.
It's like, would you rather me be all full of myself? Okay,
let's look at reality, okay? I have a beautiful wife. I've obviously played with other beautiful women, okay? So I'm having fun. Do you want me to be a cocky bastard? It's like, oh, I got this immense cock, and man, I'm so fucking hot. It's a hot Vince show. You know, the fuck. It's like,
I want to okay. see that one.
Yeah, so do I. So for that, there's the two assholes in particular. I won't get into their names, whatever, that wrote these. They're like, oh, it needs to get over. It's like, dude, okay, we're just having fun. Fuck off. I'm sure, hopefully they're not listening because he made it sound like he's just like, oh, I just can't listen to it anymore.
Okay, well, good, down and don't.
We're, yeah, go find something else, you know? Go listen
to doing this
Betty Crocker making cakes. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, that's hot.
Oh, it is. Depends what she's wearing, you know, that right apron.
And nothing under
all right, let's get back to Josh T.
Okay.
All right. So Josh writes in, the subject was belly buttons, belly raspberries, tickling, okay? Mm-hmm. So, and he, I think he wanted you and Autumn to answer this question, but Autumn and
Logan are
Logan or
indisposed.
Indisposed. Today. We haven't heard from him. Not sure what they had going on today. Well, so, but that's okay. So basically, I'm going to summarize what he writes up. Mm-hmm. It was a little lengthy, and it's fine. I'm not a problem with it. But so apparently, Josh has an Audi belly button.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which happens. It's not a big deal. The one thing I'll correct Josh with, it's not what you're born with. It's how the doctor does it. The doctor determines your belly button.
Yeah, he pretty much does.
That's your umbilical cord, and the way he ties it up and sews it determines,
yep.
I guess,
yep.
if it's an innie or outie or whatever. It depends what he was feeling that day. So, I don't know, maybe on every other day he does a different one. I don't know. But most men have innies. I've seen very few men with outies.
I see more people with innies than outies in general.
Yeah.
Well, an Audi gets stuck on things, but it yeah. could happen like as the baby, you know, maybe the cord does something funky. I don't know.
Yeah. But anyway, so apparently Josh has this girlfriend, okay, and they've been together for since 2018, and his girlfriend has some little obsession with his belly button where she likes to tickle it with her fingers or blow raspberries on it, or, you know, I want to say lick it. I'm not sure if I was in there.
I think it was kiss it.
Kiss it and everything else. And so wanted to know, apparently it's not something he's necessarily into, but he's willing to kind of go with it. He just wanted to kind of, I guess, get some feedback on how he should handle it.
I don't like having my belly button played with. It's not.
That's up to him.
Yeah, that, yeah, that's up to him. If he's, if
I mean,
he's,
belly buttons are a fetish.
They are a fetish, absolutely. They are a fetish,
okay.
Well,
first of all, I wouldn't take it as in a negative way.
No, I wouldn't either. If she's into it, by all means, go for it. If, as long as he's enjoying it. I mean, for me to have my belly button, I'm touching my belly button here, it's not terrible. I mean, it doesn't do anything for me. I mean, it's not stimulating, but well, it wouldn't be.
Also, the other aspect that is also a fetish that mm-hmm. is tying into this is the tickling.
I thought it was raspberries.
Well, it says raspberries tickling.
Yeah, yeah, tickling.
Okay, raspberries tickle also.
Oh, yes,
and for those who might not know, raspberries when you blow on someone's belly button.
Yeah.
And just make the
yeah. I can't do it on my hand.
Yeah. But anyway, So tickling is a fetish.
Mm-hmm.
And in all honesty, Josh, we are not overly experienced in either one of those.
Not.
I know. Not really. Like the we did shoot something one time for tickling.
We shot the tickling until you pee yourself.
Yeah.
With one girl.
And, you know, people are into that. I'm not sure. I mean, I guess it's all about someone being uncomfortable.
In a good way, uncomfortable.
Yeah,
it's kind of a fetish I'm not quite sure about.
I mean, my first thing would be ask your girlfriend, Josh, what about it is erotic to her?
Yeah.
What's the turn on to her about it? And then you have to expand on that. You have to go within your limits or maybe push your limits.
Right. I mean, if it feels good for both of them.
I mean, does it turn her on to see you squirm? Is that what it is? You know, is it that it's something she's, I mean, like, I've only experienced one woman.
Whoa, whoa.
Hang on, more bourbon. Hold on. bourbon break. Hold on. one woman
right.
that had, I don't know how to describe other than puffy nipples.
Right, right.
You know, it's like the areola and stuff, I kind of puff out.
Puff out, right.
For some reason, I find that very erotic.
Oh, that's funny.
I've always thought that because they're so rare.
It is rare.
And I've always found that, I don't know, very arousing to me.
Oh, I like big, meaty.
Now, the downside, nipples. All fairness, the downside of that, I've seen more younger women have that. It seems like something they outgrow.
Oh.
So when I've seen it, I only like it when it's women, let's say, in their 20s.
Right.
Or if they're older, that's great, too.
But it seems like it's usually
it's
younger.
Usually when they get to, like, once they break into their 20s, that kind of levels out into, like, a normal areola.
Yeah, maybe it is that, something that
from what I've seen. Because I've never seen pictures of an older woman with the puffy nipples.
Puffy nipples.
Sounds like a breakfast cereal. Daddy, can I have a box of puffy nipples? No, they're for me.
I was just thinking that. I was like, how do you?
That would be a top seller, though.
It would. Puffy nipples?
Puffy nipple ice. What would be the mascot? Anyway. anyway. They're great.
That would be the slogan.
Yeah.
nipples. But,
yeah. Not just for breakfast anymore.
That's not right.
Let go of my puffy nipples. sorry. Just thinking of all these different breakfasts for you to stupid slogans. So for Josh, I don't know. Like you're saying, Donna, you're not.
It's
like belly button play or tickling isn't something you're into. I'm going to let you answer. I know the answer.
Yeah, no, not really. I mean, I'm not offended by it, but it's not something like, ooh, I'd like that. I mean, you can play with it a little bit, and I'll be like, oh, okay. I don't know his take on it. I don't know if he's like, if he's into it, if he's not into it. He didn't really go into that in his email.
He says he's, from what he kind of said, if I'm reading it correctly.
Correct.
It's kind of like he wants to do what is going to be erotic for her.
Wow.
So,
but he doesn't say how he feels about it.
Well, I mean, I think he's kind of
on the fence.
Kind not of sure.
Yeah.
You know. Now, I would put it to you this way, Josh, for what my opinion is worth, and that's not a lot.
Not a lot.
How about does she tie it in to other type of stimulation? Like while she's, let's say, licking your belly button or blowing raspberries, is she like stroking your dick? We're playing with your nuts.
See, that would be interesting.
You know, is she? You know, can she like sit on your face while she does it? I mean, it's a little tough. It's a little more maneuvering, a little bending there. Or something.
Well, it depends on how tall he is. Yeah. I mean, there are guys that I could, because I'm so short and they're so tall, I could literally sit on his face and make out with their belly button.
Yeah, but you're short. Yeah,
exactly.
We don't know the dimensions of
no. the logistics here.
Yeah,
yeah. There've been a couple of guys. I was like, oh my god, I can't even. Can't reach their dick if I'm 69. It's got another 6 inches to go.
Yeah, I can't say anything negative about myself. by saying nothing, I say a lot. Anyway, but yeah, I mean, if you don't know where you stand with them, I'm looking at myself. I have a soup bowl in me.
It's not that bad.
No, it's not. It used to be bigger.
Yeah, it used to be a bit more.
Something about losing weight does that.
Does that, yeah.
I think if you're on, like, I'm very ticklish. So
to me,
that would kind of kill any arousal I have.
Right.
So it depends on how do you feel. Are you able to maintain arousal?
Right.
While you're being tickled or whatever. I mean, do you see it as erotic or do you see it as potentially as humiliation?
Oh,
and again, humiliation is a turn on.
It is. It's some guys, yes.
Yeah.
Women, I don't
have to understand it because I don't. But to some people, we have shot more than our share of people who want to be humiliated.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have.
You know, you know, Josh, you could look at it in aspect of, you use that as something she wants, so you tease her with that, make her earn it.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, you can take control with it.
Yeah. you want to, you know, play with my belly button, you have to do X mm-hmm. to me. You got to suck my dick really good or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Blindfold her and say, is this my dick or my belly button? What am I putting in your mouth? Okay, he might have a bigger dick than me.
Okay. Well, if it's just that little bit, or you just rub it against her, it might it'll be hard to tell.
Yeah, but I mean, I would explore more what is the arousing part for her.
Yeah. Like, but she's definitely mesmerized by it. She wants to kiss it and tickle it and blow raspberries on it and touch it and fondle it. And which is nothing wrong with that. I mean, I'd rather have somebody do that with a without a belly button and be like, oh, that's really gross. And, you know, kind of, you know.
Yeah.
But she's run with it, I say.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of things you could do with it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, again, is it, I mean, is it, like, I'm not a person who enjoys it, but, you know, women, some women do, some men do. I mean, do you enjoy your nipples being licked or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So can you tie that all in? Or is the belly button your focal point?
Right, exactly.
You know, or her focal point. Her
focal point.
And if you're able to stay aroused while she does that, is there something that you can negotiate that you want from her? I can't say what. You know, I mean, that's your relationship. I can't speak to.
No, it's like, of course
you
know, not.
I mean, can you tease her asshole with some spunk lube?
Look at that product insertion there.
Ooh. Good word for that.
Insertion. Or, you mentioned the whole nipple thing. That's interesting that you would tie that in. It's because he didn't talk anything about her wanting to play with his nipples.
Yeah.
At all. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's just the belly button she's fascinated with.
Well, I think... like, there's times, like, in the foreplay where, you know, you kiss and you work your way down, you lick the nipples, and I've licked your belly button and then worked my way down to your crotch, you know. So if you're tying it all in, that, you know, that could be very erotic.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and again, it's finding out more from her. I'd be more interested in, if you can, Josh, have her email us. And you know what? I'm going to have Josh... I'm going to email him back, get his address. And Josh, we're going to send you a bottle of Spunk Lube.
Oh, that's nice. Just for the...
for giving us a topic for the show.
An interesting one, too, because that's one I'm never would have even...
Yeah.
I'm not a belly button person.
If
you play with my belly button, I'm not going to push you away, but it's not something I focus on. It's like nipple play.
It's kind of a numb zone.
Kind of is.
Yeah, it's not tied into an erogenous zone.
No, like my nipples are not.
Yeah.
Or you know, some women love having their nipples played with. I'm kind of like, not so much.
Yeah.
Well, we did have a playmate over, the most recent playmate, who kept playing with my nipples. And that wasn't too bad. So maybe it was his technique, but in general, like having my nipples played with
his... Well, there's times that I'll play with them.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's a little bit, but not overly
for you. Yeah, not overly for me.
And like for me, my nipples have always...
you have eraser nipples.
Yeah.
Like those big, thick, meaty ones that I'd like to have.
And they're always hard.
And they're always hard, too.
And painful.
Yeah, so for you, like, no.
Yeah, like that one woman at one of the parties we had came up just like... cranked them like they were fucking turning up the radio. I was like, fuck you? I almost punched her in the head.
Oh, my God.
First of all, I didn't know her.
Right, exactly.
And then you just walk up to someone and fucking tweak their fucking nipples. It's like, who the fuck are you?
And she was like, you didn't like that? It was like, do you want to get punched in the face?
You want my foot up your fucking ass? What, you didn't like that? Jesus.
What? I don't. That's just being stupid.
I'd give her four toes now, baby.
Yes, you would. Yes. Yes, you would. Four toes.
Use your foot, four toes, bitch.
Yes, it might fit.
Those who don't know, today is actually the anniversary of 2 years ago. I lost my one big toe. Got cut off.
Yep, got it amputated. So, yay.
Anyway.
you've missed that toe.
I've known it since I was a kid. I feel like I've knew it my whole life.
My whole life.
But anyway, so I think anything like this that you need to explore more, get more feedback from your playmate.
Yeah.
girlfriend, so whatever she might be. And here's another one. Have you ever had another? Now, apparently, he's been with this lovely lady going on 5 years now. So,
wow.
Have you ever had another woman show interest in that? I don't know.
It's hard to tell.
Because belly buttons are a fetish.
Oh, yeah.
There is a, actually, I follow on Instagram. Now, it's women.
Okay.
It's Project Belly Button.
Oh, really?
It's just really nice pictures of, like, these women with, you know, really nice abs or flat stomachs with little belly buttons and belly button rings and stuff like that. I find it sexy to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Not, you know, jerk-off material, you know. I mean, everybody knows kneecaps were to jerk.
Oh, man, but kneecaps do it for me, especially if they're all scarred up from, you know, the playground when you were little.
Talk dirty, yeah.
I love that.
Behind the ears, too, yeah.
Oh, whew, that's so hot. So,
but no, I mean, I will not sit there and go, dude, she's fucked up.
No, God, no, that's ridiculous.
That's fine. I think it ties in, you know. Again, is it something that she could bounce between sucking your dick and licking your belly button?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
They're close. Yeah, if you have a big enough dick, you could almost do the same thing. I don't know. I don't
that
know.
Would be interesting.
I don't know what
it?
Josh has been gifted with, so.
That would be pretty good.
That's like dot in the eye. You know.
Exactly.
You know, and again, Josh, you didn't answer. Is it when she's licking it or kissing it or tickling it? Or blown raspberries, is there any, does it turn you on?
Yeah, he didn't mention that at all. He didn't say, yeah, I'm really into
you
it.
Know, you could look at it also as a, again, not knowing what her mindset is.
Right.
It could be part of her teasing aspect.
That
like,
makes
hey,
sense.
Look, I'm close to your dick.
Yep.
And your dick could fall in my mouth anytime. But in the meantime,
any
I'm
going to.
a drive-by dick sucking could happen here. I hate when they happen.
Oh, man, I hate that too. It's just awful. But, yeah, I mean.
I mean, I'm going to put you on the spot.
I'll put me on the spot.
So if you were with somebody that had Josh's case, let's pretend you were with Josh.
Okay.
Is this something you would pay attention to?
Probably not because I don't have a belly button fetish. It might be something just to, you know, quick give a quick kiss to. I usually don't because most people have innies. It's a non-issue because it's just nothing there for me to, you know, to gravitate towards. There's nothing sticking out that I could kiss. It's just a belly button.
Okay. Yeah, there's no wrong answer.
Yeah, I'm just
asking is, you know.
Well, I'd have to know how they feel with it. If he's like, you know, I really like having my belly button.
Lick my belly button.
Then that's fine. Yeah. I mean, I've been with guys that, actually I was doing a couch dance with a guy and he said, if you could twist my nipples as hard as you can, I'll give you $5 for every time you twist them. So there are guys that are into that craziness. So. Why not belly buttons?
Well, but that priest stopped coming to the
stop coming to the titty bar. Yeah. I don't think I twisted them hard enough. That's what the problem was.
Jesus Christ.
He kept saying harder, harder, because we would count. And at the end, he would
start an engine?
I could. The lady that twisted your nipples would have done very well with him. Yeah. I mean, he wanted me to.
She wasn't attractive. I don't think so.
Well, I mean, but the amount of twisting he wanted me to do on his nipples was like unbelievable. I was uncomfortable with it, very uncomfortable. He kept saying, harder, harder. And I was like, dude, I'm going to twist them off. But whatever. Well, but it's like the same kind
people,
of thing.
We know people that have said that they've been people that, like, one guy wanted to be smacked with a heel.
Oh, yes. Like,
to the point where it drew blood.
Blood, yes. I don't understand that.
Yeah, that's outside my realm.
It's definitely outside my realm.
Yeah.
Anytime you inflict that amount of pain, I'm like uncomfortable with.
Yeah.
Like I don't mind being have my butt smacked, you know, leave a handprint, all right, no big deal. But when you start drawing blood, I have a problem with that.
Yeah.
It's not my comfort zone. Sorry about that. Just not my comfort zone. Yeah.
But so Josh, I guess I would sum up my part is talk to her more and find out what is the arousing part for her. And two, you know, find out if, you know, maybe if you want, try to tie it into more foreplay for both of you. Sit there and, like I said, maybe like, okay, you want to lick my belly button or kiss it or whatever. Well, hey, you know, swing your sweet ass around here. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to finger fuck you, or I'm going to play your pussy, or, you know, make what, it.
Make it tit for tat.
Or again, if it's something that really is that arousing, maybe use it to tease her. Like, hold her down, and just keep your belly button just above, like, you know.
So she can't
put it above her mouth. Just, like, make her, like, work like
you
for
want,
it.
You want my belly button? You want to lick my belly button? Yeah, earn it. That might add a level of excitement to it. Yeah, I could see that, because that tease is very erotic. Mm-hmm. Teasing is always erotic to me. It's always been like a big, that tease is always good. So who knows? It might work for her too. I don't know.
That's what I would suggest.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. I like that.
Is that where you're at too?
Yeah, definitely. They need to communicate more, because he gave his side of it, but we don't know what her arousal level is.
Yeah.
You know, he just said she likes to kiss it. Well, that's a good thing if she likes to kiss it and give it attention. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Roll with it, I say. Go with it. Yep. Go with it. Yeah. Keep that girl. She's a winner.
No, as long as you're both consenting.
Exactly.
And, you know, I mean, one of the best things of sex is kind of exploring.
That's true.
You know, and expanding your horizons to some degree.
Yeah, but can you imagine if I had a fetish for your missing toe? You know,
you'd be so turned on, because I got two.
Exactly. Well, one is a little more attractive than the other. Oh. That's for sure.
Wow. My feet are now upset that you...
I favor one over the other. Okay. You know, that's something that's like, you know, I mean, because people have these foot fetishes, it's like, okay. You're missing a couple of things here.
Well, okay, so here's something for Josh. You know, again, talking about different fetishes.
Okay.
Amputees is a fetish.
Oh, yes, it is. Honey, you'd have that down.
Well,
you have two amputees.
I'm only missing...
You're a double amputee.
I'm missing two toes. That's all I'm missing. And a bunch of brain cells. But anyway.
I don't think you can count that as an amputation, but the toes are definitely in there.
You know, I want to get back into our giveaway. Real quick.
Okay, again. Go back into the giveaway, dude.
Yeah, I want to give people a chance.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's a great product.
Oh, well, I always enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I got really upset when you used up the last of it. I'm like, no.
And, you know, there's going to be other giveaways coming in the future, I think. You know, maybe some shirts or something.
Oh.
Yeah. Jeff said that he ran out and they have to get some more made. So where are we going in the future with some giveaways? So
that'd be cool.
We listen. And again, if you win a giveaway, you know, if we hear from you and you have the right answer this week, again, if we don't give away, Jeff has given us 10 bottles initially.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Cool.
So if we don't get 10 winners this time, let's say we get two, then next week we have 8 to give away.
Right. We'll keep doing it till we get rid of all.
Give them away. And who knows? I mean, if it goes well, Jeff might give us more to give away. So
that'd be fun.
But, so you just have to email us at hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. And the question was?
How did I lose my virginity? Under what scenario?
Yeah. So email us at hotwifepodcast@gmail.com.
And I know it was a long time ago.
In the subject line, put contest. And all we need is one or two sentences.
Right. Just doesn't
summarize the scenario that Donna lost her virginity in. And there's two components I'm looking for in that one or two sentences.
Yes, I can see that.
There's two variables that have to be included.
Okay, don't give away the answers.
No. There are two distinct
yes
elements.
Yes,
that make that a very unique situation.
Yes, it was pretty unique.
Yes, so. Which sports team was it?
That's and the one.
On which yardage line in the football field was it?
That's really important.
And did the quarterback or the punter go first? So
another good point. Answer that. It's up to our audience to answer that.
So let's put it this way. They weren't, At the time, they were in Oakland. But back to the fetish thing. I mean, there's so many fetishes. And the belly button one is by no means one of the strangest ones.
Nope, not at all.
And, you know, I'm not going to say any. The only fetish I find wrong is like pedophilia.
And I don't like scat either.
Well, scat.
Peeing's okay. Scat's well, kind
of. No, hang on. The reason I say pedophilia is definitely wrong. You should be killed for it. In my opinion, is you're harming somebody else.
Yes, I agree.
You know,
that's scat, not a fetish. That's, scat, that's peeing, breaking the law.
I might not like it much, but.
Much.
today. But.
You're peeing on your leader.
You're generally going to have somebody else with you that hopefully is consenting in that.
As long as two people are consenting and they're of age.
Sure.
Pedophilia is not.
Yeah, pedophilia is,
is not.
Thus the name pedophilia. Well, and the other one that's wrong is, what's the one where you fuck dead people?
Necrophilia.
That's it. That's the other one.
Yeah, that's also not.
Of course, no dead person has ever complained, but, you know, just really let them alone.
Okay? Yeah, there's.
Yeah, no need for that.
No need for that.
So, you know, I mean. Mm-mm. If someone finds a belly button erotic, that's not.
There's
plenty of women. I mean, I don't find it erotic. I could find it an element of erotic, the same as I don't find feet erotic, but I could find them super sexy.
Right.
I see what if a woman's wearing the right heels and has nice legs, that can be sexy. Not to me, not jerk off material. That's me. But for someone that is, that's fine.
That's fine.
You know, belly buttons. A woman looks good, has a great shape and nice abs. Just has a nice stomach.
Nice.
And she's wearing it, showing it, you know, whether it be a bathing suit or.
Have a belly ring in there. Whatever. To accent it.
I'm a big fan of belly rings and waist chains.
Yep. I know you are. Yeah.
I just find that very sexy. When they wear something really low cut and have a waist chain. I even like ankle bracelets. Yeah.
They look nice.
And even one toe ring. Remotely sexy.
I think it looks sexy. I don't. Some of those things, I'm like, you put a pair of shoes. You can't wear shoes with these things.
I had one on my big toe. I don't know.
I can't wear it anymore.
No. I don't know what to do now. Of course, as big as my toe was, it's now a hula hoop.
Pretty much. Yeah, it was pretty big.
So anyway.
Size of a grapefruit.
But, you know, it's a. Rim of a tractor trailer. I explore your fetishes, you know? I mean, like, you like the remotely interested in the BDSM stuff, right?
Yeah, I like the.
Not my gig, but.
No.
I encourage you.
No, I mean, I like the whole aspect of being restrained and because it's teasing, because I want to be able to move and I can't. So that I find that very erotic.
But how come I hear all the time, let me out of this marriage? Let me out of this marriage.
That's a different kind of restraint.
Okay.
And I like the blindfold actually has a very, that's kind of erotic too.
Oh, blindfolds are very erotic.
You have to put trust into your partner. So there's that level. But there's always like, you don't know what's happening next. And it, because you don't have, you have that sense that's being denied.
Well, you're taking away one sense.
Yeah, so all the other ones are scrambling to fill in all the information, which is kind
generally of... Generally, you don't have the sense of smell, hopefully, at that point. Yeah, generally. I mean, hopefully, most of the time during sex, your sense of smell isn't necessarily... It's like, I'm smelling shit. Well, there's an ass in my face.
Okay. Oh, you mean like that kind of smell? Of course there's smell.
Not really. I mean, if there's she has scent. Perfume or something.
There's a body generally. Scent. Which is not bad.
Well, generally, you and I shower before we go and play.
Oh, of course we do.
Okay.
So, but there's still a scent. I'm not saying a stench. But, scent. There's a difference.
No, you and I are used to each other's scent.
Okay. Stench.
Yeah, I mean, once in a while, I'll convince you to take the clothespin off your nose.
Shut up.
Then I know it's like, ooh, we're getting wild. No clothespin tonight?
Ooh.
Throw all caution to the wind now, baby.
But no, I mean, you have touch unless they have restrained your arms.
Right.
Okay. Then you only touch you have is what part is, of your body's getting touched.
Exactly. That's pretty erotic.
The smell is not as big a factor in
no.
it.
No. Mm-mm.
There's not generally a lot to hear. I mean, unless if your hands are restrained and your eyes are bound, blindfolded, bound. And you can't smell anything, but all of a sudden you hear, oh, fuck.
Hopefully that's a toy.
Oh, fuck. I hope she has fresh batteries in that. Let's go, girl.
Depends on the noise.
Is that the King Dong one, I hope? Jesus Christ, my ass. I hope you have Spunk Lube on it. Product placement.
There you go. It's great for anal. Great for anal.
And it is, I guess.
I was going to say, how would you know, sir?
The little air quotes, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, so you know? Oh, my. Is there something you need to tell me?
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. Spunk Lube Hybrid reactivates with water, saliva, or sweat. It is a lubricant of choice for many porn stars and adult studios. Spunk Lube Hybrid is the best all-round lubricant for any occasion. It's water-based lube that is blended with the perfect amount of silicone. Grab a bottle of Spunk Lube Hybrid and enjoy the lube everyone is talking about. Safe to use on your face, in your hair, etc.
Ooh.
See, that's what I had to tell you.
That's why.
You were wondering how I was going to fit that shit in, weren't you?
Fit that shit in where?
The Spunk Lube, it doesn't matter. It goes in easy.
Interesting.
And you know that for a fact.
Any kind of lotion helps.
Mm-hmm.
It does help. Any kind of lubricant does help.
Yeah.
But
like you said, there's some lubricants get sticky.
After a little bit.
Once you start using them, once they heat up a little bit, they'll put it that way. All of a sudden they get sticky and tacky. And you hear it.
Yeah, it's like, ah.
Yeah, all of a sudden it's like, wait, that was a super glue.
Wrong bottle. God damn it. That's awful.
So, but yeah. So we'll sum up Josh T here.
Okay, sum him up, babe.
Sum him up, baby. Josh.
Go for it.
You have to make the most of it, man. Unless it's something you don't enjoy. And in all honesty, if you don't enjoy it, you need to tell her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't enjoy it.
Oh.
If it's something, according to your email, sounds like something you're willing to work with.
Yeah. That's what I was
embrace it, man.
I said, go for it.
You have something she wants, which is a real twist for most guys.
Yeah, really.
You know?
She wants it bad, apparently.
Everything I have that Donna wants is like, what was that guy's number that wants to come over and fuck me? Is that number in your phone? I want that, baby.
I want that. I'll do whatever you want. Give me his number.
Give me his number, baby. Give me, I want his number bad, baby.
Yeah, I do that so often.
No, not actually. It's usually I go, here, text her. I don't want to deal with it.
Just sending you dick pics. What I think is hysterical.
That happened the other week. I said, no, dude. No, you have her number. Send them to her. I don't care about your dick. I really don't.
I thought that was funny.
Makes one of us.
You're like, yeah. It's like, oh,
good.
Honey.
Good. You have a dick. Send it to her. I don't care. I really don't need to see your dick.
No, you looked at like profiles. I'm like, yeah, it looks like he's got a nice package or whatever. It's like,
when you go to a guy's profile and his initial email to us is his face.
Right.
But then every picture in his profile, in the email, he sends a face picture.
Right.
You get his profile, it's like
dick,
ass and dick. It's like, okay, he's got a dick. Okay, big deal. How many ways can you photograph a dick with your phone? Apparently three.
I'd say more than that.
Flaccid, hard, and cum dripping from it.
Oh, well, that's even more creative than what I have. I was going to say from the left side, the right side, from the top, the from the bottom. You know what? No, it's not. It's from the bottom.
So much more? Oh, my God. His dick photographs so much better from the right side than the left side.
Well, left and right, okay, not so much. But top and bottom is different. If you take it from the top, here, look, I'm looking down at my dick, and then...
Well, then it's like satellite view. All you see is the head.
No, looking down, like... from
you shoot it straight down, it looks like a fucking aerial photo of a pool.
No, no, this way when it's hard out this way, you can see how long.
Okay. I'm looking like straight down the head.
Oh, like a, you're laying on your back, taking it straight down. All you see is the head of the dick and nothing else. Like,
wow, he's got a head of a dick and balls. Poor bastard. Must have run into a wall.
Yeah, that's not what I meant. I meant
the plane,
like,
boss, the plane.
And what about from like underneath? You know?
Oh, yeah. Taint.
That would be it.
Nothing I like more than taint and testicles or rectum.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I take that back. That's
we're
not
back to like just only a couple ways to photograph cock, really. Yeah. And the same thing with pussy. Men are so, okay, now we're changing the subject into photography.
Yeah, we are. What are you going to say?
Men are so simple. Okay, first of all, we've gone over this before. I'm going to go over it again.
Okay.
Men, most women don't give a shit about pictures of your dick.
Not really.
No. They want to see a nice. You want to impress a woman? Nice face pictures, a nice picture of you wearing like a polo shirt or something.
Or whatever you like to do when you're relaxing.
You know, maybe shirtless.
Maybe shirtless if you can pull it off. What? That's
a woman in general. No, there are going to be women who's like, I want to see your cock. Okay.
Well, put one dick pic in there.
Yeah, that's fine. But
because you want to have your
groom. If you're
going to
send them five pics, four better be face and chest type pictures.
Yeah, I'm more interested in that.
One potential dick pic.
Sure.
I suggest, tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay. You
let the woman ask you for a dick pic.
That would actually make, that would make more sense.
Let them sit there and go,
make them want you.
Play bullshit. Just go, I have more personal pictures. I don't generally share them.
Ooh, make her want
liar,
more.
Liar, pants on fire.
That's fine.
The real fine prince says, I usually send nothing but dick pics. And I don't mean that because his name is Richard. So, but anyway. And now, women, here's the sad part. Okay. Men.
We can send it whatever to men.
Oh, my God.
They'd be like, I mean, want to see my tits? Yes, I do. Okay, roll them out.
Yeah, man.
All right, roll them back.
Ron White,
yep, Ron White, exactly. Want to see my titties? Yes, I do.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm more of a woman than I realize. I'd rather see.
Oh, please don't tell me that.
Well, I mean, because I've seen so many naked women in my life. I'd rather see a picture of the woman's face. And, I mean, I'm not opposed to seeing naked, not necessity.
I think it is.
I'd like to see her legs. Even, like, women in, like, tight jeans or something like that.
That's actually hotter than, know what it is? It's, like you said, when you did photography and, you know, there she is with a spread shot, it's like, okay, it's a nice shot. But if you leave something to the imagination, it's actually more erotic and more.
Well, like Mickey was here a week or so ago. Okay, and she was wearing heels and tight, jeans, tight jeans.
And that sweater.
That was so fucking sexy.
I agree.
You know?
Clothes can make you sexy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think clothes
your imagination is your biggest, your brain is your biggest sex organ.
Sure, I agree with that.
You know, what is left to imagination is far more erotic than what you can show. We've talked about that before.
Yeah, and when we did nudes, it's always like, well, okay, if you turn this way and all you see is a little bit of under boob because your arm is covering the rest of it, it's far more erotic than if you just show the whole fucking tit.
Yeah.
Far more erotic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or if you have your leg just crossed and you could use just a little bit of the, you know, little shadow where the crotch is.
I cross my leg and just a little bottom ball sack.
Ball sack.
A ball sack hanging
out. I find
that
so erotic.
Just tease them. Like, yes. I can't shave all my ball sack or my penis. I'll just shave the bottom of my ball sack. Just a little ball sack hanging out the bottom of my legs.
So erotic here.
I'm going to throw the fuck out. Oh, dear God. Did that tree I cut down fall on my head today or what?
I'm part of it did.
Yeah, it did. Almost pulled me down the fucking hill, too.
We have that here.
Yeah. But anyway, so, like, if you're on a site, swinger site or whatever, you want to get more attention. Now, if you're going after single guys, women just throw it the fuck out there.
The guys don't
the
care.
Guys just want to see. You know, you could have one tooth in your fucking skull, but you put 20 pictures of your snatch up there, like, they're going to email you. I'll fuck you. Oh, thanks. But if you want to attract a woman, and even if, okay, scenario mm-hmm. we're in.
Okay.
Okay. Where generally I field the emails and stuff like that.
He vets everybody.
Okay. Picture, first of all, don't start your email out like, well, I'll fuck your wife.
That's just rude. Like,
oh, there's a surprise. Yeah, jeez, my wife's got a pussy. Who thought you'd put your dick in it, Gomer?
sorry. Yeah, we just ignore them or block them or like whatever.
It's
for them.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Really? Respectful pictures, good pictures.
Yeah, I want to see what the okay. We're going to not just be fucking. We're also going to be forming a relationship, a friendship with these people.
So to speak, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, having a light and playful banter, mm-hmm. you know, is always fun. I mean, I always enjoy that because, well, we're definitely into the banter. But remember the one gentleman was like, pick me.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. we did. And he was a lot of fun. So
sure. Yeah. Text
him again.
You know, if you're trying to reach to a couple or single woman.
Mm-hmm.
You want to approach it as in a classy way.
Yeah, a little more classy.
You want to sit there and you want to think about your profile. You want to sit there and like, well, you know, I enjoy spending time, nice meals, going out someplace. You know, and again, there's plenty of guys that even Mickey had told us that she's met guys on the swinger site. So, mm-hmm. listen, I'm recovering. I don't drink. Right. And that's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Sit there and go, hey, I enjoyed meeting people over a good cup of coffee or whatever, going right. for a nice meal.
Right.
You know, I enjoy dancing, whatever, da 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 da. But, you know, be
a human.
Yeah, don't sit there. Okay, let's call a spade, so to speak.
Don't be a dick.
Well, no. I mean, okay, you're all on a swinger site as an example to get laid. Right,
to get laid.
Okay, we don't need to overstate the fucking obvious.
No.
You don't need to brag about how well you're endowed. You don't need to brag about your prowess.
Mm-hmm.
Sit there and really think about it. And like, well, you know, I enjoy meeting couples or singles and developing a friendship and, you know.
Some people are just there to put notches on their... And I'm conscious to,
you know, my main focus is the woman's pleasure.
Yeah.
Am I winning points with you?
Oh, yes, dear.
Chance I can get laid later?
Maybe later.
Yeah, later. I mean, like today.
You meant
that's
today.
Soon. Let me check my schedule. No.
I was just going to do that. Yeah, here, my
let
phone.
Me check my schedule. Tomorrow looks busy too.
Shut up.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. How's 6 months from now? I have an opening.
But that could change.
Yeah. I'll pencil you in. I can't promise. I
can't promise.
But you know, think about it. You know, don't be douches.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some accounts where like, what were they thinking?
But they don't, and they think they're all that. And if you do think you're all that, you're not.
I'm speechless. I don't even
the one that's, guy. That's why I love. The one guy in particular mm-hmm. that I will reflect back to is one of our very early meets. He moved out to Ohio. Not going to mention his name.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Very incredibly good-looking guy.
Really good-looking
guy. Incredibly friendly guy.
Right.
To this day, we're still good friends with him, even though he's not local.
Yeah, we reach out every now and then. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And, yeah. He came over numerous times where nothing was to happen, and came over a few times where stuff happened, and mm-hmm. I did photographs of him and his son.
Right?
Not sexual. Not don't make sexual. It sick. It's not.
In a playground.
He was a single father.
Yep.
And, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, it was a true friendship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'd still be strong today if he didn't move to Ohio. But,
right.
You know, those are kind of things that, you know, you need to think about.
Yeah, it sets it apart from just there to get laid. You know, like I said before, some people are just there to put that notch on their bedpost.
Well, and we're just not. That's a given.
Okay. Yeah, oh, that is a given.
Everyone's there to get laid. Don't think you're on a swinger site that, like, well, I just want to find someone with the same hobby of toy trains that I have.
No, they're there to get laid, but you're also there to have more than just that.
Well, okay, as a man that is not bisexual or anything else, and is you know, finding people for you to play with.
Right.
I want to find someone that's going to respect my wife.
Exactly.
Respect me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not a cuck. I'm not being humiliated.
Nope.
I'm not, you know, you're not going to humiliate me. No, not at all. Not even that. Fuck you.
We say it with a smile on your face. That's okay.
You know, that's okay. But you know, I want to, you know, if I'm going to allow you to be with my wife, I'm going to make sure, one, you're going to respect her. Mm-hmm. You're going to respect me. And, yeah, I'll let you live.
If not.
I'm tired of digging those holes.
I mean, it's a lot of
the
work.
The backyard's getting pretty goddamn full.
Oh, stop. Nobody disrespecting me. If they did, they're gone.
Yeah. Well, there was a few that did things we didn't like.
Yeah, we corrected that.
There's a couple who went, who did some things, and we just said, forget it. We told them no, and they did it, and that's it.
We just don't have them back. That simple. I'm not going to make a big stink of it. I'm not going to, like, you know, yell and scream. I'm just going to be like, okay, fine, see you later.
I'm not going to,
you just know, block them.
I'm not going to fire a warning shot.
Stop it.
So
he's really not that violent. Not that.
Don't make me kick your ass again.
Again. Oh my God.
So.
But I mean, just, we have met some very, very nice people on those sites. Very nice.
Oh yeah. And that's what we're trying to basically mm-hmm. do, is teach you that if you're a man, I can't speak to a woman because a woman can do what they want. You know, but if you're a man, if you're a single man trying to meet a couple and or a single woman, our suggestion is, what kind of pictures do you want to see?
Well, I want proper etiquette in responding to somebody in an mm-hmm. email. I like face pictures. I like chest pictures. It's really,
tuck us.
Yeah, if you have a nice button, a pair of jeans, and you're kind of proud of it, show that. That's fine. Or if you're wearing it, like, I think it's kind of sexy. Only a certain type of guy can wear this. But if, like, you have jeans and you got a hard on in your jeans, you see a nice bulge, a nice package, that's kind of hot to me. I don't need to see the whole thing.
I can see where showing your junk that way is better than nude.
Oh, yeah, way better. It's like, mm-hmm. ooh, what's in there? I want to unzip that. See, it's the tease. It's all about the tease.
Sure.
Or if you're wearing some kind of, like, kind of like, can I say the word sexy underwear when it comes to men? You know, they wear those.
Is there such a thing?
I
think skimpier underwear for men.
No, not skimpy. Sometimes like those, the boxer briefs, they're kind of like the spandexy type fabric, you know.
They're sexy?
Yeah, because it kind of clings to them. You can see what's going on, but you really can't.
Now, what makes them sexy, but tighty whitey's not sexy? The legs? That's all it is.
Well, no,
it's tighty whities with legs.
No, well,
same thing. Tighty whities with legs.
No, but that's a different fabric. That's cotton.
Same factor.
I don't like white. The white dishes sounds like old man.
It's just a term. Okay, so briefs. Someone wearing briefs versus boxer briefs. One looks like a Speedo. One looks like boxers that shrunk or too small.
No, you're wrong on both accounts. Only certain men can wear, like, the bikini briefs, at least not
every... Why are you shaking your head no when you look at me?
Because it's... No, dear, you can wear them. It'd be fine. Wow. It'd be great. It would look great on you.
It's amazing when I find out on this podcast that Freudian slip shit is
Freudian. I said it deliberately. There was no Freudian slip there.
Oh, that hurts. Oh! Hickory dickory dock. My wife could suck my cock. Oh.
I can do that.
Back to Spunk Loop. Anyway,
But yes, like some kind of attractive undergarment. I don't care. It actually doesn't matter to me if it's fine.
Okay. Well, you just say form-fitting. How's that?
Form-fitting undergarment.
Okay. So whether the guy has briefs or boxer briefs.
Yeah, whatever he's comfortable with, it's all.
Something that kind of, like, kind of reveals a shape, but doesn't give it away.
Doesn't give it away. That can be very alluring.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe just like the head of his cock, if his, you know, maybe just popping out of the top. That's kind of cool, too. But that's all you want to see. Just a little bit of the head popping out.
Well, I wish I could do that.
We have to pull it down just a little bit with you, dear. Just a little teeny, just a little bit.
Thanks for putting that out there.
You can cheat it. Shut up.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, come on.
So anyway, all right. We've killed an hour.
Oh, my God. We shot the shit. Oh, my God. This is terrible.
Well, Josh took up most of it. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you. We could have been talking about dick pics even longer. Yeah,
geez. Josh.
Thanks.
Yeah. Actually, I found Josh is far more interesting than the dick pics. But we just wanted to cover that part, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have in the past, too, but it's always good to...
Yeah, go back over it, revisit it.
Yeah.
Because no matter how much we talk about it, not enough people are listening to
no,
it.
No, not enough, because we keep getting like these, you know...
And again, if you made it this far into the podcast, thank you. again, I want to thank all the listeners who we have, which is still growing, not as rapidly as it was, but it's still growing. I still challenge everyone to try to find one friend you can turn onto the podcast. I think we're not asking you for money.
No.
We're not trying to sell you anything.
We tried enlightening our accountant, but as soon as we told her what it was about, she's like, no, I probably can't listen to that or won't listen to it.
What was this? Your babble.
Our accountant. Remember?
No, she asked what kind of podcast we
Yes.
Had.
Shame on her. Shame she on
knows,
her. Wait,
our accountant knows me. Does she think I'm going to sit there and go, well,
it's I about preach gardening.
The word of God.
No.
It's about cooking.
Well, it could be.
What? But she said, oh, I want to listen. And I said, well, I don't think you want to.
I don't think you want to.
Because what was I going to tell her?
You said it's not kid friendly.
Yeah,
it's not safe for work.
Yeah, she's not a swinger.
No.
Okay. So am I going to sit there and tell her what we talk about auto mechanics? No.
In a way, we do.
No, we don't.
It kind of is. Like...
closest we talk about it is the young auto mechanic you fucked the other week.
Well, see? We talked about an auto mechanic.
No, it's about the auto mechanic, not auto mechanics. You haven't fucked all Pep Boys yet.
I have a goal. I have a goal.
Something like that. But, yeah, being honest, no, you don't want to.
You might not. You might
here's
not.
What the podcast is, but. And if she is listening, how's it going? yeah. I'm not going to mention her name.
No,
Not like she's the only one with that name.
Just but that's true. I don't do that.
So, somehow I have a funny feeling she would laugh her ass off.
She would, just because of the everything else.
And again, if you made it this far, one, we do try to help you with our sexual advice for what that's worth in our experience. Hey, we're giving you our opinion. That's it. It's our opinion. It's all it is.
Yeah, I don't know about the advice. Two,
if you take us overly serious and like
shame on you.
You get all bent out of shape because I pick on myself. You know what? Go fuck yourself. This, pretty simple.
We started this just to have fun because this is what we talk about over the kitchen table, literally over the kitchen table.
And if you were hanging out with us and we weren't doing the podcast,
it'd be the same
fucking
thing.
It's like this. You guys live the podcast, so. All you're catching is like 1 hour a week out of our fucking lives.
Yeah.
So, there isn't that much more to our lives. It really
no,
isn't.
And it's pretty much this.
Anyway, so I want to thank everyone who does listen. The numbers are getting stronger, and we appreciate it.
We sure do.
We appreciate Spunk Loop for jumping on board.
Yeah, that's fun.
And again, we actually reached out to them because we believe in the product. If it was a product that reaches out to us, that we'd have to test it before we would accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we're all that in a bag of chips, but we're not going to blow smoke up anybody's ass and say, oh, this is the greatest thing. And
unless
it sucks.
You're into that.
Well,
if is that
you're
a kink?
That,
you know,
it probably is. I don't know. But like I said, answer the question of.
What is a scenario in which I lost my virginity?
Yep.
Way back in the...
And there's two main ingredients inside of that scenario that we need to hear.
Yep.
Email us at...
What is this? Hotwhitepodcast@gmail.com.
And and make the... it doesn't have to be, but just make the subject line contest. And then give us one or two sentences just telling us what it is.
Yeah.
And if you got it right, we're going to email you back and we're going to ask you for your address where we can have the Spunk Lube shipped.
Yeah, okay? we're going to ship it to you.
And we have 10 bottles to give away. So the first 10 we get that are right, we'll get it. If we don't give away all 10, next week's show, we'll give away whatever the remainder is.
Right. We'll just keep doing contests. I don't care. Until they're all gone. I don't care.
Yeah. And I have a funny feeling if I ask Jeff, he'll give us more to give away.
I'm sure he will.
Let's prove to Jeff that this show is...
It's all that in a bag of chips?
Well, maybe Cheetos.
Ooh, I like Cheetos.
Yeah, the orange fingers.
Yeah, yeah, that's okay. Baby, I'm good with that because you can lick it off your finger. I'm good with that.
You get it under your nails. And
Oh, geez. Yeah, that's a little messy.
That's okay.
I'm all right.
Best things in life are messy.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm still waiting to find out. I want to make Mickey messy.
We still have the damn sheets on the bed. Jesus Christ, the rubber sheets. Every time you sit them, it's like,
runs right up to the line.
Oh, she does, man. I'm telling you. We're like, okay, she's going to be playing today. Quick, put the rubber sheets on.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, you know, I have to leave. I have this, I have that. I'm like, oh, boy.
So... and those funny. Of you, like I said, go to hotwifedonnalyn.com, see all the links. You'll notice that she's really not on Instagram anymore. We're tired of getting ripped down for no reason. All it takes is someone to
not like a picture,
say something they don't like, and there's no way you can argue or defend yourself on Instagram. So we're kind of giving up on Instagram. But follow us on Twitter.
I do have an account.
You have one, but yeah, whatever.
I've gone through 5 accounts.
Just go to Twitter.
Yeah, go to Twitter.
Follow her Twitter lead.
You know, Twitter, podcast, I can do whatever the fuck I want.
I promise you the podcast Twitter account's going to be a little more active soon.
Well, why don't I just put it on my...
We also I'm going to put one out for the podcast saying what's coming up and things going on.
Yes, I think you should.
I should. Yeah, I should.
You can be like next to a thing with your little headphones
on. Yeah, I'll be posing naked with Spunk Lube bottles. Cover my junk.
So hot.
I could just cover the spout.
Shut up.
So, anyway.
All right, everybody. You have a wonderful evening.